I'd like to begin by teaching a few words. 我想开始系教你哋几句说话，一好好简单几句字 ，a few and very simple words， 好短嘅啫，好简单嘅。But they are the reason of our joy, and they are the basis of our faith.
几个好简单嘅字就系我哋。喜乐的理由，我们能够得到这个快乐。
Let me begin with the English.
首先牧师会用英文讲这些字。
I'll say four simple little words and you answer four simple little words. 我开始。
牧师先讲，那你们就去看你怎么答。
Okay. The Lord, 主耶稣 the Lord is risen.主复活了。Again, look at this word, R-I-S-E-N. 可以很容易拼的。Risen, risen, 就是复活了，已经复活了。The Lord is risen.
主已复活了。
Yeah, 主已经复活了。Then you answer. He is risen indeed. Indeed, 这是真的意思，真真实实的。Okay?Risen indeed, he is risen indeed. 你说了 ，OK？ 那我开始，我开始 ，I begin, and then you answer, OK? Here we go. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Isn't that wonderful? That is the reason of our joy and the foundation of our faith.
这个就是我们信心的确据。这个就是我们喜乐的根基。
Now, I'm not going to let you, those of you who are Chinese challenge, get off that easy, okay? Here we go. 那个主就是 the Lord, 主、okay? 主复活了复活了 literally means, let me see, again, alive already. So I say, 我说主复活了 then you say,他真的复活，复很容易的，复好容易的，丈夫个复 same thing， 活难一啲啊，唔能够讲活噶，活有气出嚟噶 ，aspirate 活，主他复，他真的，他真的，真的，大家都知啦。Oh, maybe the English, my children may not know. 真的 means indeed, truly， 他真的复活了。Where's my son? He's trying to get away with it or something. I'm not going to let him get off. Okay? You say, 他 he, 真的复活了。Okay? I'm going to start, okay? 主复活了。
他真的复活了。
主复活了。
他真的复活了。
This is the most wonderful time of the year.
一年之中最美妙的时刻。
Because all around us, we see God's power.Display.
因为我们在这里见到神大能的彰显。
God display his power in creation.
无论他是创造当中彰显他的大能。
And God display his power in raising the Lord Jesus from the dead.
亦都从使主耶稣复活当中显出他赐生命的大能。
God's power in creation is most obviously displayed in this time of the year.
好明显喺呢个春天开始嘅时候，我哋见到神创造万物嘅权能啦。
Right, how can we miss the renewal of life that we can witness all around us？
我哋点可能冇办法去眼见得到呢啲新嘅生命咧
？Brown barren landscapes are turning into luscious life again。
本来系光秃秃冇生命气息嘅树木。
The heaven declares the glory of God。
诸天述说神的荣耀
，and the skies proclaim the work of His hand。
穹苍述说他手所做的
，and we can join with Jeremiah in his prayer。
我亦都可以同先知耶利米一样用佢祷告。
Jeremiah said, "O Lord our God, you made the heaven and the earth."
主啊，你创造天地万有。
By your great power，
以你嘅大能
，nothing is too hard for you。
在你手里没有难成的事。
And not only does creation declare and display God's power，
无论是这个被造的万物 显示神的大能。
The resurrection of Christ Jesus also displays the glory of God's power.
主的复活也都彰显了祂赐生命的权能。
So that we can pray with Paul.
我也都可以用使徒保罗一样的祷告。
Paul said, we know the exceeding greatness of God's power.
知道超乎我们所想象神的大能
which he brought out in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
藉着从使耶稣基督从死里复活
So it is most appropriate for us to conclude on this Easter morning a series of sermon on the resurrection of Christ Jesus that I began in the Mandarin service.
所以就在今天是最好去讲到用主耶稣基督复活来到去总结前几个礼拜在柜堂所讲到主耶稣为什么受死的讯息。
We began with the evidence of the resurrection 2 months ago.
我们在柜堂那里两个月前是讲到主耶稣复活的证据。
We continue with the significance of the resurrection last month.
那是上个月呢我们是讲到祂复活的意义。
And today on Easter morning, we conclude with the power of the resurrection.
而今天我们就讲到复活的大能。
We are very familiar with the text that we read earlier, Philippians 3, verses 10 and 11.
刚刚所读的腓立比书三章十到十一节，大家都很熟悉。
Paul says, I want to know Christ.
我要务要认识基督。
And the power of his resurrection.
与他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of sharing in his suffering.
与他在受苦上一同有份。
Becoming like him in his death.
在他受死上与他连结。
Now I'm not going to repeat myself on knowing Christ because that has been preached from this pulpit many times.
那我不再在这里讲话认识主耶稣因为我已经在这里讲到讲了很多次了。
But Paul says I want to know the power of his resurrection.
但我们要认识他复活的大能。
And that shall be the theme and focus of our message.
所以今天我们就去注视这件事。
You might still ask, how is it possible?
有什么可能呢你会问
How is it possible that Christ can come back to life from being crucified?
你问有什么可能主耶稣被钉之后会复活
With men it is absolutely impossible.
在人的手里面是不可能
But the Bible consistently says that it is God by his great power that raised him from the dead.
但圣经一次又一次讲到是神用他的大能使耶稣从死里复活
Now we're going to be looking at a few passages.
或者今天我们会看几段的经文
okay, I've already printed out It's in the insert in the bulletin I hope that you have it in your hand
在你手里面的程序里面那个插页是有的
Let's turn to our focus first on Paul's letter to the Ephesians Chapter 1, verse 17 It is on the Roman numeral
1就或者是看一看以弗所书第一章
第一章第十七节 verse 17 okay, This is Paul's prayer for the Ephesian Christians
他为到以弗所的信徒来祷告
You see that? I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ the glorious Father may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父赐给你们智慧和启示的灵
Paul was praying for the Ephesians that God will give them the Holy Spirit that will bring them wisdom and revelation
那就是保罗为到以弗所的弟兄姊妹祈祷说求圣灵给他们有智慧和有认识到神的启示
Why?
为什么
For what reason? For what purpose? 为
什么要这样做
Paul says so that you may know him better
使你们充分认识他
Look down
认识他
to verse
19 他们继续看第十九节
And his incomparably great power for us who believe
神照着他强大的力量向我们这些信他的人显出这个力量
Incomparably great power
照着他这个是强大的能力
What incomparably great power?
怎样是一个不能无可比拟的力量呢
Read on with me, please.
我们继续在另外一段的经文看。
The power is like the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
就是一种从使耶稣基督从他复活一个大能一个这样无可比拟的能力。
It is God's power.
这个是神的能力。
It is God's might.
是神的大能大力。
It is God's strength
祂的力量
that raised Christ from the dead.
令到主耶稣从死里面复活。
And Paul described it as incomparably great.
保罗就喺呢度比喻到系一个强大无可比拟嘅力量
，immeasurably great，
不能量度嘅力量
，infinitely great，
无限嘅伟大。
And God says the same power is knowable by us。
而神话呢一个嘅力量系我哋知得到嘅。
And the same power is available to us who follow Christ。
亦都系俾到我哋嘅，我哋能够得着嘅。
The same resurrection。Power is necessary for us to know and necessary for us to live by.
而呢个复活嘅大能系我哋所需要，亦都系我哋要所倚靠去过每一日。
The same resurrection power should be desired by us all who claim to follow Christ.
对于我哋呢一班跟随主耶稣基督嘅人，我哋系需要学每一种嘅能力。
Is it a redundant question to ask? Are you a Christian?
会不会问一条很多余问题说你是不是跟随主呢
It is always necessary for us to ask ourselves every day, am I a Christian?
其实我们每天都需要问我们是不是跟随主的人
What makes you, what makes me a Christian?
什么是使我们成为基督徒什么是成为跟随主
We are Christians because we have already identified ourselves with the crucified Christ.
我们跟随主就是说我们同喺十字架受死嘅耶稣基督，我哋同佢认同。
We are Christians because we have also crucified our old self with him。
同样地，我哋都将我哋嘅旧我系钉同样嘅钉喺十字架上。
We are Christians because we are following Christ, because we are carrying our cross, considering our old self dead and buried。
我哋觉认宣告我哋自己基督徒，因为我哋将我哋嘅旧我钉在十字架上。并且用一个新的我来到是跟随主耶稣基督
We are Christians because we have also identified ourselves with the risen Christ
我们也都在同他的复活的形象上有份所以我们是因此是基督徒
The new life that we live today is the risen Lord living in us
我们今天能够过一个新的生命是因为复活的主就住在我们心里面
God has already raised Christ to new life
神已经将基督从死里面复活
And also raise us with Christ to new life.
亦都令到我哋从死里边同基督一同复活。
That's what makes us Christians.
所以我哋基督徒啦。
That's what makes us followers of Christ.
亦都系我使我哋成为基督嘅追随者。
The Christian life is a risen life.
我哋基督徒嘅生命系一个复活嘅生命。
The Christian life is a resurrection life.
系一个复活有大能嘅生命。
And in every stage of our new Christian life, we can see the power of the resurrection display.
我哋喺我哋基督徒嘅每一个阶段都能够见得到复活嘅大能。
In every stage.
每一个阶段。
Now, very simply, we can divide our Christian life, our spiritual journey, into three stages.
嗱，我哋好容易将我哋基督徒嘅生命的过程分开大约是三部分
One, the inauguration, the beginning
首先就是开始
And two, the continuation
延续
Our present journey with God through life
我们今天的生命在地上的生命就是这个基督徒的生命的延续
And third, the consummation or the completion of our spiritual journey
最后就是我们这个属灵生命的一个完结
I'd like to ask your attention to return to these three stages.
我们重新是去思想这三个阶段。
First, the beginning, the inauguration of our spiritual journey, our Christian life.
首先就是我们基督徒生命的开始。
When did our Christian life begin?
我们生命是何时开始的？
When did we begin our spiritual journey?
我们这个属灵的旅程什么时候开始的呢？
Well, our Christian life, our spiritual journey began at conversion.
就是我们在悔改決志那一刻
The moment we came to Christ
我們那一刻決定跟隨主耶穌
The moment we were converted
我們在那一刻離開悔改跟隨主那一刻
That was a display of God's incomparably great power of the resurrection
這個就是神復活大能的顯示
That's what Paul was talking in his letter to Ephesians It was about their conversion
所以其实保罗在以弗所书里面就是讲这一种使人悔改的一个的能力就是其实就是复活的大能
Look again please
我们再看一看
The verses that is printed in the insert Philippians 2 verse 1
腓立比书第二章第一节。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
你们因着自己的过犯和罪，原是死的。
Look down verse 4, 5, and 6, please.
跟着跳下去看第四、第五节。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. And verse 6, and God raised us up with Christ.
第四节，然而神没有怜悯，因着他爱们的大爱，就在我们因过犯死了的时候，使我们与基督一同活过来，又使我们在基督里与他一同复活。
What does God say about you and me before we came to Christ？
在这里圣经讲到我们跟随主悔改之前是一个怎样的光景
？What does God say about you and me before our conversion？
我那时信主之前是一个怎样的光景
？God said we were dead。
他说我们死的。
We were dead in our transgressions.
在我们过犯中死的。
We were dead in our sins.
在我们罪中死的。
That's an awful thing to say about anybody.
你现在这样其实好像真的在骂人一样，你死了你。
Right, a wonderful translation, but that's exactly what God said about us.
保罗是这样讲的。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊？
That means before we came to Christ, before we were converted, we were cut off from God.
我们在悔改之前，我们是与神一个关系上的断绝。
We were alienated from God.
我们是与神是没有一个关系完全隔离的。
It was our relationship with God that was dead.
在神的关系里面，我们真的死了。
We were in enmity with God.
我们是与神为敌。
And being dead in transgression has another meaning.
在过犯中死了有另外一层的意思。
Look down with me to verse 12, it's also printed.
我们看下去第十二节啦。
第十二节 12 says, We were excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
那时即是在信主之前啦，你们是在基督以外与以色列国无份，在带有应许的约上是外人，世上没有盼望，没有神。
That means not only were we cut off from God,
不单止我们是与神的关系断绝了
We were also cut off from the people of God
我们都是与神的选民这个身份隔绝了
We were cut off from the promises of God
我们同他的应许隔绝
We were cut off from the covenant and the covenantal love of God
我们与神这个立约的爱是断绝的
We were aliens, we were foreigners, we were excluded from the covenant love of God
我们是外人来的我们在他这些事上没有份的
Cut off from God
与神断绝了
That's very dead
真是死了
Cut off from the love of God, that's very dead
与神的爱断绝
Cut off from theCovenantal relationship with God, that's very dead.
与神一个永约的爱断绝了，亦都是死。
That's what dead in transgressions and sins mean.
所以这个就是保罗所讲话，在过犯中死了。
But at our conversion,
但是在我们悔改信主那一刻
，at the moment we were born again in Christ,
就是我们重生在基督里重生的
时候。At the moment we were saved.
在那一刻我们得救了
The moment we began our new Christian life in Christ
在那一刻我们开始我们在基督里面的新生
Because of God's great love for us God made us alive in Christ
因为神的大爱神使我们在基督的爱里面重新活过来
Even when we were dead in a transgression but by his grace he raised us up from death
虽然我们在过犯中死了但是祂的大能令到我们重新再一次活过来
Alienation was turned to reconciliation
隔绝变成一个和好
Exclusion from God's covenantal love was changed into inclusion into God's covenantal love
从这个永约的爱被排挤之外现在变成了在这个爱里面有份
What a great miracle
一个大的神迹
But how did it happen?
但是它怎么发生的?
How could our being dead in transgression able to be changed into being made alive in Christ?
我们怎么在过犯中死了突然能够活过来呢?
Is it the result of your determination to change?
是不是我们想转我们用意志改变就可以了
呢? A lot of people say I'm determined to be a better person.
很多人说我立志要做一个好人。
No. Is it because of the result of a resolute effort to be a good man?
是不是我们一个 意志去盡我哋能力做一個好人咧。
You know Chinese Confucianism 啊，儒家思想啊 ，Oh I'm resolved, I'm gonna be exerting my greatest effort to be a good man, a moral man。
儒家話我哋要係以人作為人嘅基本。
See our determination, our effort cannot do it。
我哋嘅意志唔可以做到呢啲事。
We were dead, we were very dead。
我哋根本上系无能为力，我哋喺改变自己能力嘅都冇办法。
Dead people have no power to raise themselves from the dead。
死嘅人唔会令自己复活。
No matter how much good intention he may have。
无论你嘅心意、你嘅立志几好都好，你系做唔到嘅。
No matter how much effort he exerted。
无论你出几大嘅力气。
You see, when we were dead in transgressions, we were really dead。
当我哋喺过犯中死嘅时候，我哋真系死。
Only God can give life.
只有赐生命的主先可以俾呢个生命俾我哋。
Only God can raise the dead to life.
只有神先能够使我哋从死里复活。
And that is why we read in Ephesians 2 verse 6.
所以我哋读以弗所书二章六节嗰时候，我哋会咁样读到。
And God raised us up with Christ.
使我们同基督一同复活。
It is by the power of the resurrection of God.
系复神复活嘅大能。
Our Christian life began.
於是我哋嘅基督徒嘅生命就開始咗啦。
Our conversion is nothing less than a resurrection event.
所以當我哋決志悔改信主嘅時候，唔好輕看佢，佢同復活係一樣嘅。
Not a physical resurrection, not yet.
當然唔係一個身體上嘅復活啦。
But a spiritual resurrection.
係一個屬靈靈命裏邊嘅復活。
When man it is impossible.
喺人裏邊冇可能。
Only by the power of God can it be possible.
只有在神里面先至可能。
And that is why Paul would say, I want to know the power of his resurrection.
所以保罗在腓立比书讲到话，我愿意认识复活的大能。
Because Paul knew how impossible it was for him to be converted to Christ.
因为他很亲身的经历到，他是只有靠着这个复活大能才可以悔改信主。
Because Paul knew how rabid an enemy of Christ he was before he was converted.
因为他知道他在作法利赛人的时候，他是敌对基督到一个什么地步。
Paul knew it was only by the power of God that changed him from being such an arch enemy of Christ to a faithful servant of Christ.
他也都亲身认识到是神的大能将他从一个基督的大敌人、大罪人转移到一个基督的使徒。
Because he knew that only by the power of Christ can change him from being dead to being alive in Christ.
他也知道因为基督复活的大能令到他灵命从死里面复活过来。
And he wanted to see the same resurrection power to be at work in other unbelievers.
他也希望这个复活大能在未信的人当中彰显出来。
And in other enemies of Christ.
在其他敌对福音的人里面希望亦都能够彰显出来。
Because Paul knew if God's power of the resurrection can change him, God's power of the resurrection can change any recalcitrant enemies of Christ.
他知道能这个复活大能能够改变到他，亦都能够改变其他敌挡基督的人。
So the beginning of our Christian life is nothing less than a resurrection event.
所以我们悔改信主那一刻所经历的是一个复活的事情。
And this truth should be at the very forefront and priority agenda of our evangelism training.
所以我们希望这个议题是我们传福音的训练一个 最重要的课题，我们要去认识。
Never for a moment think that it is by our persuasive power that we can convince any unbelievers to trust in Christ.
不要以为我们的口才、我们的学识能够劝人信主耶稣基督。
Our persuasive power has absolutely no power to raise the dead.
我们无论怎样劝人都好，都没办法令一个人的灵命从死里复活。
You never for a moment imagine that because we have some very ready-made answer to difficult questions that we can bring people to faith.
不要以为你学了多少一些怎样去回答一些很困难信仰问题，有这些答案之后你就能够使人信主。
Never for a moment imagine that it is our passion, our zeal, the intensity of our activities that can resurrect the dead.
不要以为我们无论有几热心、几咁勤奋去传福音，能够令到人信主。
Remember, we are but parts of clay.
我们只是泥土。
That God entrusted the glorious gospel.
我哋只系呢啲好普通嘅瓦器，而神系将呢个荣耀放喺里边。
And God alone has the power of the resurrection that raised the dead。
只有神先有呢个复活嘅大能，能够使人从死里复活。
And、that's why Paul would say, "I want to know the power of His resurrection at work through me."
所以保罗讲到话，我希望复活嘅大能能够藉着我显现出嚟。
That's the beginning of a Christian life。
呢个就系基督生命的开始。
And secondly, the continuation of our Christian life is also where God's power of the resurrection is displayed.
基督徒生命的延续一路咁活落去，亦都系呢个复活大能嘅证据。
Turn with me, please, to Romans 8 is already printed. I think it's in the back side of the insert.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8 verses 9, 10, and 11.
九到十一节。
Paul says to another church, Paul says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. 第九节。
Okay, 我以为你读。Okay, 第八到第九节，而且属肉体的灵不能得神父气，如果神的灵在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
Thank you so much, Luke. Okay, now we have begun our Christian life long time ago.
或者当中我们有些人是信主一段时间。
But we always need to ask ourselves, who has been controlling our life since?
我们一定要问一个问题，谁在我们心里面，生命里面掌权？
Who has been controlling our attitude every day?
谁是掌管我们对每一件事的态度？
Who has been controlling our personality every day?
谁是掌管我们的性格？
How about our habits and words?
我们所说的东西，我们的习惯。
See, we always say, my personality, I'm born with it, I can't help it.
你会说，干生而改品性难，而我生出来就这样了。
Actually, it's because of you still controlling it.
因为你自己话事嘛。
You know, who has been controlling our attention?
谁掌管我们的
所注意的？ How about our mind? How about our will? How about our desires? How about our dreams?
我们的梦想，我们所想的，我们的盼望，谁是作主呢？
You see, we may have begun a Christian life long time ago.
或者我们信主一段很长时间。
You know, God's resurrection power may have been displayed long time ago.
或者这个复活的大能在很久之前显现过。
But that moment has been long past.
但是时间过了很久了。
You know, ever since that conversion moment, how much has God's resurrection power displayed?
这个神复活的大能到今天还剩下多少
呢？ It all depends on to whom we surrender our life.
个关键就是我们究竟降服有多少给主。
If we continue to surrender our life to the old sinful nature, God's power of the resurrection is shut off.
如果我们是仍然以我们的旧我为主的时候，神的能力就收起来。
But if we control our lives under the Spirit of God, that power of the resurrection is going to be growing more evident more and more.
但当我们是降服在主的时候，那个复活大能就能够更加彰显出来。
Because look with me in verse 10.
我们看第十节。
But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive.Because of righteousness.
基督若在你们心里，第十节，身体因罪，虽然因罪而死，但心灵却因义而活。
Your body is dead because of sin.
我们的身体是会因罪而死的。
You see, sin has entered into the world and has affected every aspect of our humanity.
因为很不幸地，虽然罪入了这个世界，就会影响到我们每一个人。
Especially our physical body and physical health.
特别是我们的身体，我们的健康。
You know, our physical body has been dying ever since we were born.
因为我们一出生开始，我们的身体就走向衰败。
Because of the effect of sin.
因为是罪的后果。
Now, I don't know about you, but my joint has been giving me pains. You know that.
大家都知道年纪大了，啲骨头就开始老化了。
You know, 唔使老啊。I mean, I was 30s. Remember, I had to sit down and preach twice. I was only in my 30s, or late 30s, early 40s, right?
系咩？
Oh, you don't remember? Nobody remember.
我以为你嗰时四廿几噶
啦。Well, I'm trying to, you know. I was very young then.
Right? No.
See, my joints are dying, and they are destined to be totally dead.
大家年紀大咗，啲骨頭開始退化，你就知道呢啲即係離開另外一邊就唔係幾越嚟越近。
And you know my hearing is also declining fast。
大家都知道牧師嘅聽覺開始。
And because you say something to me, I just like I never heard it。
或者係即係佢有隻耳係開始越嚟越差啦。
I'm sure you notice that my brain cells are dying fast too。
或者記憶力開始衰退。
That is what verse 10 means。
所以这个就是第十节所讲，这个是肉体会死的证据。
My body is dying and dead because of sin.
我们这个身体会衰败会死是因为罪的缘故。
And yet my spirit is alive.
但是在我们的心里面，我们的灵是活的。
Because of righteousness.
就是因为义的缘故。
Not my righteousness.
不是我的义。
But the righteousness of Christ.
是基督的義。
Because of the righteousness of Christ, God has counted as belonging to me.
因為基督的義，祂就，神就將祂義也都算在我們身上。
On account of my trust in Christ.
就是因為我們信靠緣故，將我們，將基督的義都計在我們身上。
My physical body may be dying fast.
或者我的身體越來越衰敗。
But my spirit never dies.
但我的靈魂卻一天比一天更活。
Even though this physical body is dying, has been dying for a long time.
雖然這個身體衰敗有一段時間了。
But our spirit is being made more and more alive.
但我們的心靈卻越來越活潑。
Because of the daily resurrection power of God at work in us.
因為是主復活的大能每天在我們心裡運行。
That is what Paul means by verse 11.
所以第十一節保羅這樣講到。
And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
十一節咁樣講到，然而叫耶穌從死裏復活者的靈若住在我們心裏，那叫基督從耶穌從死裏復活，我特登讀我們嘅，也必藉著住在我們心裏的聖靈，使我們必死的身體又活過。我讀我們，我希望大家係認識呢一句説話。
Okay, thank you. The Spirit of God is giving life to this mortal body. Mortal body means dying body.
因為我哋上帝嘅聖靈係藉俾個聖靈俾我呢、這個我哋呢個必死嘅身體。
My physical hearing is dying fast.
我哋呢、這個聽覺，我哋嘅視覺。
But it does not hinder our spiritual hearing.
會衰退，但係唔會影響我哋屬靈嘅眼、屬靈嘅耳。
Through the Spirit of God, I can hear God's voice clearer and louder.
因為我哋呢個屬靈嘅聽覺，我哋能夠更加清楚聽到神對我哋嘅聲音。
That is the Spirit of God giving life to this mortal body.
呢個就係神俾到聖靈我哋呢個必死嘅身體。
My joints are dying fast.
我的關節，我的骨可能會越來越衰敗。
But through the Spirit of God working in me and in us, we can run to serve God faster and stronger and more readily.
但是我們向前奔跑的力量卻越來越強。
That's the Spirit of God working in this mortal body, giving life to this mortal body.
這個就是神賜聖靈在我們這個必死的身體。
My brain is dying fast.
我的腦越来越衰退。
But through the Spirit of God at work in us, we can know God's will and can we know God's word better and deeper.
但是我们虽然记忆力或者我们思想会退化，但是我们对神的心意的明白，我们去了解神的心意却越来越清晰。
That's the Spirit of God giving life to this mortal body.
这个是神的圣灵住在我们这个必死的身体里面。
You know, I always say it, I keep repeating myself, you know, our physical body in hell will notget any stronger and healthier.
我知道我的身體不會再比以前更加好。
No matter how healthy a lifestyle you keep,
無論我是怎樣去保健，我們怎樣去做運動或者吃什麼都好。
No matter how conscious you are with your diet and exercise,
無論你戒多少的膽固醇、戒食這樣那樣、戒多少糖或者你做多少的運動。
We can only prolong our health and strength relative to those who doesn't take care of themselves.
这个只是将我们的生命相对来讲比一些不注重身体的人延长一点点那么多。
This physical body of ours is dying and destined to die.
这个必扭坏身体一定会死的。
And yet we are alive every day.
但是我们心里面却每一天都 比以前更活。
We can be alive every day. We should be alive more and more every day.
我哋唔单止系会，我哋直头系应该比以前更活。
Because of Christ's righteousness, because of the power of the resurrection at work in us, in our spirit, through the Spirit of God.
因为神嘅复活大能藉着圣灵喺我哋心里边活着。
Now we understand why Paul would write to the Corinthians.
所以我哋就知道点解保罗会喺呢度同哥林多教会咁样讲。
Well, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
保罗喺第二封书信俾哥林多人佢里边第四章咁样讲到，哥林多后书第四章。
Thank you so much. I think it's also printed in the insert. I'm gonna let you read it. Okay, please. In whatever language, we just read it once. Together, please. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Verse 9. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around.
耶稣基督的死，好让耶稣的生也在我们身上显明出来。
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake.
好让耶稣的生也在我们必死的身上显明出来。
And then verse 12.
第十二节。
Okay. All right. That's fine. Why would Paul spend such lengthy verses to write this?
点解保罗喺度讲一段咁长嘅经一段嘅说话咧
？Paul is saying physically, I am dying in my present life.
保罗话。我而家喺呢个世上，我呢个身体系走向死亡嘅。
But spiritually, I'm always alive.
但系我属灵里，我嘅灵命却系不断嘅活着。
I always bounce back.
我经常都反弹。
Wonderful translation. I'm like a jack in the box.
你揿我落去就弹翻转头。
I mean, you remember the little children playing that little toy?
嗰个即系喺公仔嗰个弹个箱里边嗰个弹弓小丑。
Yes, you knock him down, you lock him down, but he always spring right back up.
你冚埋佢，但系唔使几耐，佢就嘣咁弹翻出嚟。
Paul is saying, no matter how much I'm abused in my, no matter how much abuse I take in my physical body for Christ's sake, I always rebound.
保罗话，无论我身外受到几大迫害虐待都好，我一定能够站立起来。
That is the power of God's resurrection at work in me, even in this present life.
这个就是在这个今生活着的时候，神在我生命里面的能力。
That's how we Christians live through this life.
这个就是我们基督徒应该过的生活。
And thirdly, the power of the resurrection is displayed at the consummation or the completion of our spiritual journey.
第三个我们复活的大能就是在我们这个属灵生命完结圆满成就的时候所显现出来。
See, we were spiritually resurrected at conversion.
当然我们的灵命在顺主那刻复活过来。
We are spiritually resurrected every day.
我们每日是经历这个复活的大能。
But so far, there has always been spiritual resurrection.
但我们现在所经历过只是一个属灵的复活。
But we are not resurrected spiritually only.
但我们要盼望的不是单单是我们属灵的复活。
Because one day very soon this dying and dead physical body will be resurrected physically.
但是到末日的时候，我们这个必死的身体都能够复活过来。
Just like the resurrection body of Christ.
因为耶稣基督也都有这个身体的复活。
We will be like him.
我们会像耶稣基督一样。
And we will be sharing in the glory of his resurrection.
我们都同他的复活的荣耀有份。
How do we know that?
怎么知道啊?
How do we know that for sure, for certain?
为什么我们这么肯定啊?
Because of the reality of the physical resurrection of Christ.
因为基督这个身体复活的明证。
Paul writes to 1 Corinthians 15.
保罗在哥林多前书第15章这样讲到。
Verses 22 to 23 is on the bottom of your back page.
第15章第22节开始我们看到。
Thank you so much, Luke.Let's read that, please. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all will be made alive. And verse 23, thank you. But each
要按照自己的次序，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的人。
Now I'm very aware that I have preached on these two verses very recently.
咁我知道喺最近嘅講道亦都有提過呢兩段嘅經文。
But I know that most of us did not hear it。
但係有好多嘅人都未必聽過。
And even if you have，
就算你聽過都好。
Repetition is always good for memory and learning。
學多幾次係對你嘅學識有幫助。
And I'm sure that even if you have heard it, you have forgotten。
或者你可能聽過唔記得咗。
So allow me to repeat myself。
所以請容讓我這裡再講一次。
How do we know for sure that we will be resurrected physically?
我們怎麼知道我們身體會復活？
And nobody will tell you, no religion in the world tell you that you and I will be resurrected physically.
世界上沒有其他任何一個宗教會講到話我們身體會復活。
How do we know for, you know, that we will not become nothing when we die?
你怎麼知道我們好像中國人所說會好像人死如燈滅一樣什麼都沒有了？
We know for sure that we will be resurrected physically because Christ is the first fruit.
因為這裡講到說基督是第一個初熟的第一個果子。
What does it mean by Christ being the first fruit?
基督作為這個初熟的果子，這句話是什麼意思？
It's an agricultural imagery.
如果大家是有種樹或者種果樹的話，大家會知道的。
We have a peach tree outside.
在我教會裡面，我們有一棵桃樹。
When you came in this morning, did you pay attention to the tree?
桃花開。
Beautiful blossom.
是的，開始已經有桃花了。
Reminded me of Chinese New Year when I was a little boy.
香港的時候桃花開得早一點。
I know, in the winter, you know, Chinese New Year.
中國新年時候開桃花，這裡就冷一點，所以遲一點。
Because the flower tell you that in about 2 months in June or July we're going to see the first peach hanging down on not big, just a small on the branches.
現在四月就開花，兩個月之後就會開始結果了。
Now what does that first peach tell you?
第一個果子它告訴你們聽什麼呢？
It tells you that we're going to have a great harvest of peaches very soon, very shortly.
那就是說到我們夏天過了仲夏之後呢，就會那些有很多土的收成的了。
The first peach is the first fruit.
第一個的果子就是這個初熟的果子。
It's only a preview of what is to come.
就是一個給我們看到將來的事的一個的表徵。
It's only a harbinger of what is to come.
是一個就是一個 harbinger
都是預兆啦。
預兆下，預兆以後的事的。
How do we know that we're going to have a resurrected body?
你怎麼知道我們會有一個復活的身體？
How do we know that we're going to have a new body living in a new world with new authority reigning in new heaven and earth with Christ?
你怎麼知道我們會有一個新的身體住在新天新地，會有一個新的君王的權威在我們當中統治？
We know because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the first fruit.
因為主耶穌基督是初熟的第一個果子。
His resurrection is a preview of our resurrection.
祂的復活就是預兆到我們的復活。
Just as the first fruit is followed by harvest.
就好像第一個果子熟了之後，之後就會越來越多的果子。
So will the resurrection of the Lord Jesus be followed by our resurrection when He comes.
所以當祂再來的時候，就輪到我們身體上復活。
The same power of God that raised Christ from the dead will be at work in us that raised us from our dead.
所以這個復活的大能在來日的就會從在我們這個必死的身體上使我們的身體再活過來。
Paul longs for that day.
保羅一路盼望這一日。
That's why he said, I want to know the resurrection, the power of his resurrection.
所以他一路讲话是我希望知道认识复活的大能。
Don't you want to know that power also?
你想不想认识这个大能呢？
See, more and more unbelievers committed to Christ.
越来越多未信的愿意委身基督。
Only God's power of the resurrection can accomplish that.
这个只是神的大能才能够做得到的。
Don't you want to see that?
你想不想見呢？
Our physical health and our physical body may be declining fast.
雖然我們的身體一天比一天衰壞。
But every day our spiritual life is reborn, is resurrected, getting stronger and stronger and more alive.
但是我們的屬靈生命卻可以一天比一天的更新。
Only God's power of resurrection can accomplish that.
只有復活的大能才能夠做到這件事。
Don't you want to see that?
你想不想見呢？
Only God's power can call us and raise us from the dead.
只有復活的大能才能夠使我們身體從死裡復活。
When the loud trumpet call,
在末後最後的號筒響起的時候，
and God's power of the resurrection will be displayed one more time.
神復活的大能會再一次的顯現。
And physically we shall be raised incorruptible，
我們的身體就會復活成一個不朽壞的形狀。
Eternal，
永恆的。
And glorified，
一個充滿榮耀的身體。
Don't you want to see that？
你想不想見？
And all those loved ones that have passed on before us，
在我們之前所敬愛的以前世這麼多世代的信徒，
Who are believers？
我們的榜樣，我們所認識的
信徒。 Who are God's children？
神的兒女。
Whose names are written in the book of life？ Whose name is written？
生命冊所記住他的名字。
Don't you want to see the God's power resurrection display one more time？
你想不想這些你信了主的親人已經過世的復活的大能再一次在他身上顯現出來？
We are born againBecause of God's power, the resurrection.
我們能夠有一個重生是因為復活的大能。
We live today more and more alive because of God's power, the resurrection.
我們能夠每日的活下去是因為復活的大能。
We have a glorious hope of a new body because of God's power, the resurrection.
我們一個榮耀的盼望，有一個榮耀身體的盼望是因為復活的大能。
Not a moment of a life can be lived without God's power.
沒一個生命的一刻能够是与这个复活大能无关。
The whole Bible proclaims God's power.
整本的福音，整本的圣经是宣告神的大能。
In creation，
在创造的一切。
In redemption，
在赎罪的事上。
And in the resurrection，
在复活的事上。
And amazingly the same power can be ours，
这个的能力都是我们能够拥有。
Can be known by us，
能够被我们所认识，
can be shared by us，
能够被我们分享，
available to us，
是我们能够随时得到的帮助，
and display in us and through us，
是能够在我们身心里面能够彰显出来。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
Father, one desire that we have before you，
我们是父啊，我们愿意是有一个单一的盼望，
is that you would awaken in us this desire to know you，
愿意我们是能够有一个盼望，有一个追求去认识你。
To know you even more and more，
认识你更多。
Especially the power of the resurrection，
这个复活的大能。
And awaken in us the desire to want more and more，
亦都是复兴我们的盼望，是追求这个大能更多。
The same power of the resurrection in every area, in every stage of our life，
在我们生命的每一部分，每一个阶段。
Holy Spirit, our physical body may be dying，
圣灵啊，我们的身体虽然不断的衰残，
but may you resurrect our spirit day by day，
求圣灵你能够是使我们心灵里面每日复兴。
That we may be more and more alive every day，
使我们能够每日比以前更加活潑。
Lord Jesus, we thank you, we worship you, we serve you, we praise you, we submit our lives before you.
主啊，我们爱你，我们敬拜你，我们侍奉你，我们将你摆在首位。
For you are our atoning sacrifice，
因为你是为我们受死。
For you are our risen Lord，
你是复活的主。
And you are our reigning King，
你是永活的王。
For the glory of God the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit we pray，
奉圣父圣子圣灵的名我们祷告。
For your glory，
为着你荣耀的缘故。
Amen，
阿们。
Let's all stand and we respond to the word of God. Thank you so much. Amen.
我们